When Hubert Joly took over as CEO of Best Buy in 2012, the company was in free fall. Analysts predicted its imminent demise as the stock price plummeted to $11. Yet within a few years, Best Buy's shares soared to over $110, marking one of the most remarkable corporate turnarounds in recent history. What made this transformation possible wasn't cost-cutting or financial engineering. It was a fundamental reimagining of what business could be. Even Jeff Bezos, whose Amazon was once considered Best Buy's existential threat, eventually formed a partnership with the company. Why? Because Joly had discovered something powerful. When you put people and purpose at the center of business, extraordinary results follow. This isn't just feel-good philosophy. It's a practical approach that delivers superior performance by unleashing what Joly calls human magic. The question isn't whether businesses can afford to operate this way, but whether they can afford not to in today's world where both customers and employees demand more than profit-making from the companies they engage with. Our negative view of work has deep historical roots, from Sisyphus's eternal boulder pushing to the curse of Adam. This persists despite modern workplaces offering more creative opportunities than ever before. This mindset breeds widespread disengagement, wasting human potential and resources. Joly initially shared this view until biblical research revealed work wasn't Adam's punishment, only pain was. Even in paradise, Adam worked to cultivate and care for it. Work, as Khalil Gibran noted, can be love made visible. This insight transformed Best Buy's culture. When associates repaired a child's broken dinosaur toy, they weren't just earning wages, they were creating joy. Connecting tasks to purpose provides energy and direction. Perfectionism poses another barrier. Father Samuel's insight that the quest for perfection can be evil challenged Joly's beliefs. Throughout his career at McKinsey and Carlson Wagonlit Travel, he resisted feedback, believing he had all the answers. Working with coach Marshall Goldsmith helped Joly reframe feedback as feed forward, focusing on growth rather than fixes. Research shows perfectionism breeds anxiety, while vulnerability builds connection. Best Buy's transformation required shifting from a perfectionist fixed mindset to Carol Dweck's growth mindset, understanding that abilities develop through effort and learning. Is a company's sole purpose to maximize shareholder value? This doctrine, popularized by Milton Friedman in 1970, became business gospel. Drawing from his experience at McKinsey, Vivendi, and Best Buy, Joly argues this view is fundamentally flawed. Profit is an inadequate measure of economic performance. It fails to account for environmental costs and can't properly value human capital. While investments in tangible assets are amortized over years, investments in people depress short-term profits, creating misaligned incentives. A singular focus on profit is dangerous. Joly compares profit to a patient's temperature. It's a symptom, not the condition itself. Companies can temporarily boost profits by cutting corners on people and customer experience, as Best Buy did before Joly's arrival, but this undermines long-term success. Profit obsession alienates both customers and employees. Modern consumers want to support companies they respect, while employees increasingly demand ethical business practices, as seen with Amazon workers protesting climate issues. Consider, would you say you work to increase shareholder value? Companies need profits to survive, but profit is an outcome, not a purpose. What truly motivates people is meaningful work, building something valuable, serving others, or improving the world. The purpose of a corporation is not to make money. This challenged Joly's business education. Companies operate on three linked imperatives: people, business, and finance, with employee development driving customer loyalty and results. Like medieval cathedral builders who saw beyond laying stones to creating sanctuaries, a company's purpose lies in developing its people. This approach reframes business as a web of human relationships. When personal meaning aligns with organizational purpose, it creates human magic, leading to outstanding performance and psychological flow states. Best Buy spent 2 years defining their noble purpose: to enrich our customers' lives through technology. This process involved hundreds of employees across all levels, ensuring organization-wide resonance. It elevated their mission beyond selling electronics to addressing fundamental human needs. Companies with meaningful purposes consistently outperform their peers. Firms of endearment like Patagonia, Costco, and Trader Joe's have outperformed the S&P 500 by 14 times over 15 years, proving that stakeholder capitalism isn't merely idealistic, but a practical approach to serving all constituencies. Purpose requires action to become real. Making it work means placing purpose at the center of strategy and aligning management practices to transform the organization. Best Buy's purpose shifted from product sales to human solutions, leading to innovations like their senior health service, offering emergency response systems and specialized tech support for older adults. Jolie believes peak performance comes from serving all stakeholders simultaneously, finding collaborative opportunities in apparent trade-offs. Employee training, once viewed as a cost, drives customer satisfaction and sales growth. Best Buy defined their ideal persona as an inspiring friend, helping customers envision technology's benefits. This guided hiring, store design, and customer interactions, focusing on understanding needs rather than pushing products. They transformed operations by prioritizing employee and customer discussions before financials in monthly reviews. Management metrics expanded beyond finances to include employee engagement, customer experience, and environmental impact. When purpose drives strategy, relationships, and operations, the business becomes a force for good that delivers exceptional results. Jolie identifies 5 key ingredients for unleashing human magic, the extraordinary performance that emerges when people are fully engaged in meaningful work. First, connect individual dreams with company purpose. At Boston's South Bay Best Buy store, manager Jason Luciano wrote team members' dreams on a break room whiteboard and promised to help achieve them, linking personal aspirations to organizational mission. Second, develop genuine human connections. When Best Buy's HR head, Kami Scarlett, shared her struggle with depression, she sparked widespread employee support. Trust requires 4 elements: time, following through, being approachable, and transparency. Third, foster autonomy in what, when, and with whom people work. Fourth, achieve mastery through practice, with managers providing weekly coaching and daily check-ins. Fifth, nurture a growth environment where people envision possibilities, turn challenges to advantages, and maintain purpose. For purpose-driven leadership, Jolie presents 5 essential B's. Be clear about your purpose and others. Be a thermostat, setting temperature, not a thermometer. Be clear about whom you serve. Be driven by values, and be authentic. When leaving Best Buy in 2020, Jolie titled his farewell email, "I Love You," something unthinkable earlier in his career. Like the man who wanted to change the world but realized he needed to change himself first, leaders must begin with introspection. We cannot authentically connect with others without deeply connecting with ourselves. Start with yourself, be the leader you're meant to be, and watch the magic unfold by putting purpose and people first.